James Campbell, James, J-A-M-E-S, Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. Date of birth is 7/21/1943. This is for date of service, 9/21/2022. Mr. Campbell is a 79-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his hypothyroidism management. He was diagnosed initially with hyperthyroidism, and he was diagnosed with Graves' disease, and he ended up having radioactive iodine ablation in 2003. He then developed post-ablative hypothyroidism. He also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, status post-stent placements, prostate cancer, and had a radical prostatectomy in 1995. For his Graves' disease, he was treated with radioactive iodine ablation, and after that, he has been supplemented with NP thyroid, 90 milligrams one day and 120 milligrams the other day. The patient's Graves' disease is complicated by Graves' ophthalmopathy, and he has exophthalmos and has had multiple eye surgeries. The patient suffers from some visionary impairment, specifically in his peripheral vision related to his Graves' disease, and he is unable to keep a job due to his vision impairment. Plan number one for his hyperthyroidism, we will recommend continuing the NP thyroid 90 milligrams one day, alternating with 120 milligrams the other day. The patient has been on this dose for several years, and I am recommending to be checked once every 6 months, including a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. Next number, for his Graves' eye disease, he is followed by the ophthalmologist. This limits his ability to see, specifically his peripheral vision is impaired. Next number, I believe that the patient does qualify for disability benefits due to his vision impairment related to his thyroid eye disease. Thank you for allowing me to participate in this management.